Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ideally is a dog.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
We cover everything from A to Z in terms of public policy and small business, and not only that, but we work with folks, including you, Jim, and others, on how to better manage your business. We also work with groups that will help you raise funding for your business, you know, get that precious capital. So we're becoming more and more, you know, a one-stop shop, if you will, for all small business needs.
Yep.
But obviously, in terms of my focus, it's really public policy from the national level, the international level, trade, taxes, regulations, all the way down to the state level, in terms of where your states rank in terms of taxes.
It's a great portal, folks, for small business policy from A to Z, from big houses to the state houses. Please check them out there. It's sbecouncil.org. And as I've done recently in a column, Ray, I include you guys among four organizations that I said these are the people you need to support with your interest and your money.
I appreciate that, Jim.
So, folks, I encourage you to do that. Ray, I want to get one thing out real quick. Folks, as you know, the Department of Labor overtime rule exemption that I talked about so much in the fall, making sure you were up to date, brought experts on. I wrote a lengthy column on the topic that was published quite a bit around the country. But I'll remind you, I think I mentioned this last week, a judge in Texas, an Obama-appointed judge in Texas, took it down. He said this is not lawful, and he set it aside, at least for the time being. So all the stuff that you thought you were going to have to do December 1st, you're not going to have to do it. Now, the sad part, Ray, is a lot of people had already taken those steps.
Of course, right?
They'd already rearranged they'd already given people raises that they hadn't intended to give raises to. They'd already maybe fired somebody that they wished they didn't have to fire because of the having to deal with their payroll changes. They've already taken, it's a nightmare when the government gets involved, starts mucking up things between employers and employees. It just becomes a nightmare, and it hurts the people that they intend to help.
And, well, you summed it up perfect. That's exactly right. And you can take regulation after regulation, mandate after mandate, from the overtime rule to minimum
Obamacare.
Obamacare.
What a See, I've been calling the overtime exemption rules, Ray, I've been calling that Obamacare's little brother.
And this is what, and you know what, bottom line, Jim, is when you talk to folks like this that are advocates for these types of things, they just are kind of oblivious as to the reality of it in terms of what this causes at the private sector. They really don't care. They assume that business will just do business anyway, that investors will just invest, and they can just do whatever
and
they want.
And the small businesses will just get up off all that money they're sitting on.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding around because I've talked to people one-on-one. We're on the opposite side of the issue, members of Congress, and I say, why do you do this? Don't you understand this? And they just don't buy it. They don't believe
Mm-mm.
it. So. It's a very strange world in which they operate, say the least. But,
what are some of the other things you're working on?
Yeah, you know, I was going to bring up the other thing we were talking about. One of the things related to this is you know, job creation. The unemployment rate. This is another number where when you look at the headline, you say, wow, it's come down from, you know, 5% in September, and now it's down to 4.6% in November. And again, you hear talking heads saying, oh, the labor markets are very tight, and we're going to have to be concerned, and so on and so on. Well, again, when you crawl inside the numbers, it's a very different story, and I've never been a fan of the unemployment rate, that number. As long as I've been doing economics,
you're talking about U3.
Yeah, why are we focused on
the household
number? We should be focused on two other things. Number one is the level of employment, and number two is the labor force, how many people are in the labor force. And let me tell you real quick, I did an analysis. Again, it's on sbecouncil.org. Going from 5% to 4.6% in the unemployment rate. Well, guess what? 78% of that decline over the last 2 months is about people leaving the labor force altogether.
Right. which you would reconcile if you followed U6 instead of U3.
Right, and this is why you have to get beyond these headlines, and unfortunately, get by so many people. I hate to, in the media that just don't understand these numbers and don't understand how the economy works.
Well, U3 is awfully handy for them, especially when it goes in their direction they want it to go in.
Yep.
But the economy, folks, don't let anybody tell you the economy may not be doing worse, but it's not a whole lot better than it has been. And that's coming from small businesses. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Ray's new book, Wine into Water, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel. This is the sixth one. It's getting great reviews by Ray Keating. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.